Hello, everyone. Bonsoir, tout le monde. Welcome to Hope and Joy, Bedtime Bible Meditations for Children. Each week, we relax into bedtime with a different spiritual theme where we think about our day and how God is in our lives. Today is the last day to send us your Merry Christmas recording for our special Christmas episode on December 25th, so remember to send that in. You can look at the episode notes for all the details. We can't wait to rejoice with you. Baby Jesus will be here soon. Today, on the last Sunday before Christmas, we're going to talk about love. Love. L'amour. What is love? Qu'est-ce que c'est l'amour?
Love to me is being liked, liking somebody or something, and accepting.
It's stronger than to like. For example, I love my family, but I like this game.
Well, love is when you like someone but in a stronger way. And when I love someone, I like kissing this person, hugging this person, or help this person.
Love to me is Friday movie night with my family when we snuggle on the couch with a lot of blankets. I feel love.
Moi, l'amour, c'est les United States parce que ma famille est là-bas et ça fait longtemps que je ne suis pas y aller, donc il me manque.
Love to me is when my mom gives me a big hug.
Let's hear what the Bible says. In the first epistle of John, chapter 3, we hear, "The Father has loved us so much. He loved us so much that we are called children of God. My children, our love should not be only words and talk. Our love must be true love, and we should show that love by what we do." Let's be quiet and let those words settle in our hearts. I want you to close your eyes now, just for a minute. Close your eyes and imagine that you are sinking into a soft, fluffy white cloud. Take a big breath in through your nose and then sigh it out your mouth. As you breathe in, feel your arms getting heavy and feel yourself relaxing more and more into the soft, fluffy cloud as you breathe out. A soft, fluffy cloud. That gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling. How about you? It reminds me of when I was a little girl at church weddings. Have you ever been to a wedding? Was it in a church or somewhere else? When I was a little girl, I got to be a flower girl for weddings at my church. I remember there was music and beautiful flowers, and everyone was smiling and happy. And I remember people talking a lot about love at weddings. But what is love? We use the word love when people are in love, but we also love our families, and there is love between God and God's people, and Jesus even teaches us we should love all our neighbors as ourselves. That's a lot of meanings for one word. How can they all be part of the same thing? We may not feel the same way about our mom as we do about our neighbor, but what if love isn't just a feeling? What if it is something we do? What do you think? Did you see someone act with love in your day today? Was someone kind to you? How about you? Did you comfort someone or help them or say please or wait patiently your turn? Remember what we heard from the Bible? Our love should not be only words and talk. Our love must be true love, and we should show that love by what we do. God tells us that God loves us, but God also showed us by sending Jesus to be among us. How can we show our love? It's time to say goodnight now, so let's end with our Advent prayer. Dear God, you are my God, my Savior. Guide me and teach me, for you are my hope. Fill me with joy and peace as I trust in you. I give you this day as I fall asleep, so that I may rest and be ready for a new day tomorrow, to share your love with everyone. Amen. Que Dieu, qui donne l'espérance, vous remplisse de paix et de joie à cause de votre foi. Alors, vous serez plein d'espérance par la puissance de l'Esprit Saint.
Amen.
Amen.
Bonne nuit tout le monde.
Good night, everyone. This podcast was written by Joyce Shanae and Hope Newhouse, and recorded and produced by Hope Newhouse with the help of Benjamin, Brieg, Cassandre, Ella, Elle, and Mark. Music by the choirs of the American Cathedral in Paris. Thank you for listening.